right, guys, we've got item number 13A is a DuraStart 20-foot long, single gauge, alligator clamp set of jumper cables. Right there.
No more cold batteries. This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. Auctioneering has long been a part of the traditions at the Illinois State Fair. There are several auctions throughout the fair's run, and the art of auctioneering goes even deeper at the fair. There's a competition held dedicated solely to the art of auctioneering. Let's listen to a clip from that.
180 dollars, number 20, the buyer. And number 20, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm contestant number 9. My name is Abby Schmidt. I make my home in Clinton, Illinois. Thank you.
Joining us now to talk more about the competition and the art of auctioneering is Corey Craig. He is a 2000 champion of the Illinois State Auctioneers Championship, a Hall of Fame member, past president of the organization. Corey, welcome to the 21st show. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
So let's just begin by how did you get into auctioneering?
I was born and raised in this profession. My dad started in 1965. I was born in 1970. Matter of fact, the day I was born, my dad was crying a sale. I just born and raised, grew up in the business. I breathe it, drink it, sleep it. It's the only thing I've ever done.
Is it a full-time professional gig, or is this you do other things?
Full-time. It's full-time. I've been a full-time auctioneer. Someday I might go to town and get a job, but no, I've been doing this 34 years on my own.
Makes me wonder if there's a caste system of the people born into it, such as yourself, and people who try to get into it later in life.
There is. There's people. Matter of fact, the past champion last year that won, Cody Hanel. He was not, didn't have nobody in the family. It was an auctioneer, and he said he was going to auction school. So he went to auction school and come out of auction school, and he got him a job at a sale barn selling cattle. And next thing you know, he started booking sales, and he's doing quite well.
What is the purpose of auctioneering, right? There's so much technology nowadays, and this could be done in a less interesting way. What is the purpose of it?
Well, people, you still have a lot of people. We don't do near the live auctions we used to do. We're doing more and more online, it seems like. But you still have the generation of people out there. They want to go to live auction. They want to hear that auctioneer's chant. They want to have the one-on-one with that auctioneer, talk to him face-to-face. There's still a lot of people that's anti, that don't want to bid over a computer. A lot of people's gotten over that. But, it's the social. A lot of people go to a live auction. It's also a social gathering, but the main thing is the live auctioneer, to hear him do his chant and conduct that auction.
Talk about developing a style. How did you develop? Did you play around with different styles of auctioneering? Did you always have this? Was the seeds of it there, if I would have heard you as a young person?
I basically, people used to say, where'd you go to auction school? Out behind the barn. I learned everything from my dad. I went to school of hard knocks. And I basically just, kind of copied my dad. And he used to set me down with a tape recorder in front of a mirror and count, filler words. He used to give me filler words to use and stuff like that. So, I was self-taught, and I was going to go to auction school. Matter of fact, when I was 13, Decatur, Illinois, that's where my dad went. And when my dad called to get me enrolled, they'd close the doors, and you had to be 16 to get in Kansas City. I just never did go.
What is auction school like? How long a curriculum is that? Is it?
Most auction schools, like Missouri Auction School, Mason City, Iowa, they're like a 10-day to a 2-week. They've also got, the online classes you can do, but they've got the ones you can go in person and do. Seems like the most popular one right now is Worldwide, which is in Mason City, Iowa.
So what goes into making someone a really talented auctioneer? What are you listening for? What are you hearing? What sets someone apart who could compete on this stage and just someone who's, doing an average cattle auction somewhere out in the sticks?
It's more today, there's more involved than just being a bid caller. You got to be a spokesman, you got to be able to speak, that's what they look at today in an auctioneer. And of course, they had an interview session here, they got an interview session they go through. So it's more than just getting up there doing the bid calling, and it's just like our profession. It's more than just going out here to do a live auction about getting up there and bid calling. you got to have some product knowledge of what you're selling. You know, that's the main thing, is product knowledge. And you got to know how to market and promote what you're selling. So there's a lot that goes in, you know, to this profession.
Let me just take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Corey Craig, a Hall of Fame member of the Illinois State Auctioneers Association. So talk a little bit about the competition. You mentioned there's an interview. Say more about that. What goes into the process of competing to be the champion auctioneer?
It's really changed, Brian, compared to what it used to be when I was in it. They had preliminaries you went to, and they took five auctioneers from three different preliminaries and brought 15 to the state fair. Well, it's changed now. They let everybody come to the state fair. And then, like I say, if you make the finals, the top five will get back up there and sell, but they also have to answer three questions, okay? So the other auctioneers are off in a room where they can't hear it, you understand? And they bring them out. So each one of them goes through an interview portion.
And this is in front of everyone?
Yes, in front of the audience that's sitting there watching this live auction.
In your career, how have you given back to the auction profession?
You bet. Thank you, Cody. I think giving back is an important piece to no matter what our professional business is. Personally, I think it's important, although that I am young in my career here so far, I think it's important to get that next generation of auctioneers involved. You know, we talked about it the last couple days. There's a great number of you. We've seen these past champions on the stage here this afternoon and this morning doing a great job. But if it's not the next generation coming up underneath us, we're not going to have much.
You never know what they're going to ask. They're pretty much at random questions. But it's all auction related in our profession, along with the association.
All right. So can you take us back? I know it's been a few years now since your champion performance here, but take us back. What was it like? How did you prepare for that?
I think the dress was a little different back then. What we wore, you know, compared to today, it's a suit and tie deal today. I mean, you know, back when I was competing, I wore a pair of black Levi's and a
snap button shirt.
Snap button shirt, yeah. But the year I won it, you know, it's not a deal you go to the first time and win. Some people do. I didn't. But the year I won it, I just, you know, I was in my ISA shirt and a white pair of, had a pair of khakis on, dress shoes, you know. But, you know, there's different categories they judge you on. And of course, appearance is one of the main things, you know. Your chant, and you know, you basically your filler words, your style, and then the interviews part of the judging too.
I wonder if you could give us a little example of what a call would sound like, a bid call.
Well, you know, everybody's got their own way, their own style, you know, especially if you watch a lot of things out east, you know, they're more talk, you know, seems like. There's just, everybody's got their own way of how they want a bid call, you know. The way I was brought up, you know, it's a $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30, $35, $40, $45, $50, $55. That's what the people, you know, they really get the bidding when that auctioneer gets to singing to them, you know.
Can you break that down? What are you saying there? I think we're trying to hear it.
Yeah, we're just counting. $5, $10, $15, now $20, now $5, $25, now $30, now $35, now $40. You need to pick up your speed as you're going, you know, put your filler words in there. You want them people to be able to understand you out there in the crowd, because if they don't understand you, they're not going to bid.
You know? Have you ever seen that happen?
Oh, yeah. I've been to auctions, you know, that weren't mine, and seen people, you know. Matter of fact, I had it sitting at a cattle sale one day, and I wasn't selling. I just stopped to visit, and an old man kept bumping me and saying, "What's he saying?" He was afraid to bid because he couldn't understand what he was saying.
So you don't know how much you're bidding.
That's right. Yeah. He was kind of worried about raising his hand. You know? But no, you know, they got to be able to understand the auctioneer. So it's that's just what it boils down to, is you got to have clarity.
Clarity, yeah. All right, so what does winning the competition mean for somebody in this profession?
Well, it's something, you know, going to go along with your title, that you're a 2022 Illinois State Auctioneer Champion, and you're going to showcase your talents this evening at the commodities auction. You're going to sell the champion steer at the governor's auction tonight.
The winner gets to go to the sale,
yeah.
Champion.
You know, you get a lot of publicity. I mean, you know, through different, you know, actually on social media today, it's going to be plastered all over social media the way it is today. It's going to be in different publications and newspapers. You know, it's just kind of a boost with your business.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2022 Illinois State Auctioneer Champion is Mr. Tony Wisely from Oklahoma. Let's give all our contestants a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you see? Is this still a mostly men in this profession? Do you see that changing at all?
Oh yeah, there's more than just men. I mean, you know, you got a girl here today. It's in the top five. You know, and she's pretty good hand. But she grew up in the business. Her dad's a really good hand. You know, but matter of fact, our director of the association, she's a female and she's in the auction business. So you know, there's more men than women, but we're seeing more and more women in this profession.
What is it like competing? Is that, because I imagine it's a relatively small group of people who do this around the state. Does it get nasty ever?
Well, there's 12 people here, or 13 people here today. You know, I've seen there be as many as 20 in the contest. A lot of people say it's fell off. We do it on a Tuesday. Some people can't get off of work that don't auctioneer full time. You know, they got a job they got to go to. But it's very nerve-wracking. You got butterflies in your stomach, I can tell you that. You know, I've been in it, know all about it, but it's and there's a guy here today. He's a member of the Illinois Association. He's from Oklahoma, and he goes all over getting in these competitions. You know,
he's like a touring auctioneer competitor.
He competes in a lot of auctioneer contests, ringman contests. I mean, I went down and competed in Columbia, Tennessee in 2020, and I won it. But he was there, and he lives in Oklahoma, and I come here today and. He's here today, you know. So you have a lot of people that's in this profession that's their thing. They love to compete.
How do you keep it fresh for yourself? Are there new things you try to do? You hear something from someone else, you're like, oh, I kind of like that.
Well, you keep it fresh because every time you're driving down the road or you get in the shower in the morning, you're practicing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I always told people. I mean, you know, I do more online auctions than I do live, and I have guys ask me in the coffee shop in the morning, they're like, do you know how to do that? I'm like, do you know how to do it? Hell, I do it in the shower every morning, drive down the road to do it, you know? You got to stay in practice.
Do you do it while you're typing in the online auctions in your head?
Oh, every now and then I cut loose, yeah, every now and then, you know? Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with Corey Craig, who is the 2000 champion of the Illinois State Auctioneers Championship here at the Illinois State Fair, a Hall of Fame member of the Illinois State Auctioneers Association, as well as a past president. So talk about the field this year. Any new up-and-comers, any established talent making a comeback, any interesting storylines you're following?
Well, you know, all 13 of them, all really, really good. You know, the five judges out there got the worst job being a judge for this thing, and I'm sure it's going to be so close. I mean, really, really close, and it could boil down to the interview part of it, the person to win it. It may not be off the chant. It may come down to, you know, all these got good, they're got good chance, good presentation. You know, so it's going to be interesting to. But that, like I say, the young gal, she was in it before. She's come back and got into it, and the boy that got runner-up last year, he's back in here today, and the boy that got second runner-up, he's back in today in the finals. So it's a good contest.
All right. Anything else you're watching for this year at the fair in general?
I come to the fair every year on Tuesday. It's Auctioneer's Day. It's Ag Day. Go to the governor's sale, and maybe have a cheese curd.
I was going to ask, this is a standard question I ask almost everyone here. What is your fair food recommendation?
Well, I always go to the pork patio here when this is over for lunch to have a sandwich. But when the governor sails over at night, I always get me some cheese curds one time a year, you know. Got to get the cheese curds and eat them before I go home. But it's a great time. You see a lot of people you haven't seen in a long time, you know. So it's great to come to the fair.
Corey Craig, thank you so much for speaking with us today on the 21st show.
You bet. Thank you.
20 there, 20, now 5 there, 25, or 7, 27 and a half for it, and 27, 50, now 30, 30, now 2 and a half.
And that's all the time we have for our program today. If you like what you hear on the 21st show, I would encourage you to share it. You can find all of our segments from today and in the past on our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can also subscribe to our podcast, or you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One, anywhere you get your podcasts. Just search for The 21st. The 21st Show is produced by Aiden Choate, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. 55, 55, now 60, on 60, now 5, 65, 70, on it, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70,